Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Stephen Haas, H-A-W-S. It's Stephen G. Haas, H-A-W-S. Address is 437 Autumn Gold Drive, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-513-2340. ID is triple XS double X-1147, date of birth is 3/31/1957. Sixty-four-year-old therapist insurance is Anthem Blue Cross, pharmacy is CVS, Chico 530-345-9009. It is addressed to 2/31/1957. Julie A. Archer, M.D., attention Harlan, H-A-R-L-A-N-W, Monahan, M-O-N-A-H-A-N-P-A. The address is 1645 Esplanade Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926-3367. Phone is 530-896-0386, fax 530-896-0389. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for findings of suspected lower extremity neuropathy. Dear Dr. Archer and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Stephen Haas for neurological examination regarding his symptoms of neuropathy in the lower extremities. Subparagraph, he gives a clinical history suspicious for possible perineal neuropathy. New paragraph, he was seen for initial evaluation on November 15th, 2021. reporting marginal, if any, symptoms other than a medical history of having a family history of heart disease, elderly dementia, cardiac arrhythmia, nocturia times two. He reported a moderate alcohol intake. And burning distal pain in his feet at a level of 6 over 10, commonly improved with gabapentin. New paragraph. He was seen for electrodiagnostic testing on May 7, 2022. With a history of lower extremity foot and leg numbness, ascending slowly over a period of time. His neuropathy laboratory testing showed elevated IgG, CMV, and Epstein-Barr virus titers, with no other unusual findings, even on comprehensive testing for neuropathy. New paragraph, electrodiagnostic lower extremity, nerve conductions, EMG, and spinal evoked F-wave responses showed evidence for central spinal motor neuron pathology and a mild sensory axonal neuropathy with some evidence of motor axonal neuropathy as well. New paragraph, in consideration of these findings, 3D lumbar spine MR imaging was completed at Open Systems Imaging on May 17, 2022, and was abnormal at L3, L4 with a degenerative disc disease and narrowing, a broad-based disc bulge, which with facet arthropathy and ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, and a 4 by 10 millimeter right periarticular cyst extending off the facet created moderate bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing, comma, pronounced bilateral lateral recess narrowing, and pronounced narrowing of the AP canal spinal diameter, producing crowding of the nerve roots of the cauda equina, completely effacing the CSF signal with an AP diameter of only 4 to 5 millimeters. The subparagraph at L4, L5, there was a broad-based 3 to 4 millimeter disc bulge, annulus fibrosis disc defect, extending laterally, bilaterally, combining with degenerative facet arthropathy, and ligamentum flavum hypertrophy creating moderate to pronounced bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing and mild bilateral lateral recess narrowing. Moderate significant bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing was also identified at L5S1. New paragraph. In consideration, while he denies having severe back pain or motor weakness, considering these findings, I have suggested that we complete lower extremity bipolar needle electromyography to exclude risk factors for progressive motor weakness with the degenerative lumbar spinal findings. New paragraph. He remains athletically active, exercising and swimming several times per week without difficulty. New paragraph. He does not provide a history of any serious back pain, for which at this time we would refer him for invasive spinal pain management with the local spinal pain groups. but which can remain an option in the future. New paragraph. I discussed further therapy, including home teeter traction, which may be highly efficacious in reducing any clinical lumbar symptoms and pain, reducing his risks over a period of time. New paragraph. I will be seeing him Saturday for the electrodiagnostic studies, and we will consider referral for a spinal surgery opinion if the studies are positive. New paragraph. I'll send a report then, signed respectfully with my professional signature.